The 11th prayer continues our discussion of hotza'a, of carrying, and we're going to talk about various interesting permutations of carrying on Shabbos. So Mishnah Aleph talks about hazorek, somebody not who is carrying in his hand, but throws an item. Hazorek mirshus hayachi lirshus harabim, somebody who throws an item from a prop rishus hayachi to rishus harabim. So we have an akira in the rishus hayachid and a hanacha in the rishus harabim, or the reverse, mirshus hayrabim, lirshus hayachid, chayav, there is an isser doraisa of carrying because there was an akira in one rishus and a hanacha in another rishus. Mirshus hayachi lirshus hayachid, going from rishus hayachid to a separate rishus hayachid or rishus harabim be'emsa, and there's a rishus harabim between them, and that item travels under 10 tfachim. If it's above 10 tfachim, that is no longer considered a Rishus HaRabim, but it's below 10 tfachim, it traveled through the Rishus HaRabim. So now we have a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva Mechayev. Rabbi Akiva says there's an Isser D'oraisa, and the rationale is Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami. If something travels through a Rishus, Rabbi Akiva says it's as if it was landing on the floor throughout. So Rabbi Akiva says, even though it flew through the Rishus HaRabim, but it's as if it's landed in the Rishus HaRabim, and accordingly we have an Akira in a Rishus HaYachid and a Hanach in the Rishus HaRabim. So there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa, a Chachamim Potrim. Chachamim say there's no Isser D'oraisa. They are of the view, Kluta Lav Kamisha Hun Chadamia. It's not as if it landed. There was no landing. So it went from Rishus HaYachid to separate Rishus HaYachid, and it's not considered to have been landed in the Rishus HaRabim between them. Beis Ketzad, how is it that Chachamim, what's the explanation or more detail of why Chachamim say Potter when you go from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with the Rishus HaRabim between them? So now we have an example. Shteg Zustros, if we have two balconies, Zo Kenegad Zo Rishus HaRabim, and we have one opposite the other in Rishus HaRabim, if we can imagine that there's a street going and you have a balcony on one side of the street and a balcony on the other side of the street, the street is Rishus HaRabim, then each of the balconies is Rishus HaYachid, and Hamoshet Vahazorek Mizola Zopotr. So if somebody hands, or if somebody throws an item from one to the other, so it's either handed or it's thrown, Chachamim say it's potter because it's never that the item landed in the Rishus HaRabim. So Kluta Lav Kamisha Hun Chadamia. Continuing with that Mishnu Hayushneim Bidyuta Achas. Now we're going to get into a different scenario, and it's going to be a little bit complicated. If both of those balconies were on the same side of the street, so if we can imagine two balconies jutting out from the same building or buildings that are close to each other on the same side of the street, Bidyuta Achas means on the upper story, Hamoshit Chayev Vahazorik Potter. Somebody hands the item from one balcony to the other to somebody else, that is going to be a Chiyuv D'oraisa Vahazorik Potter. But somebody throws it, it's going to be Potter. Now we're going to explain why going across the street, as we had in the Reisha, is not going to be an Isser D'oraisa, but going from balcony to balcony on the same side of the street is going to be an Isser D'oraisa, and it's based on the following. We are trying to demo exactly how the carrying was done by the Klal Yisrael in the preparation and building of the Mishkan in the Midbar. And what they had to do is they had four carts, four agalot, that they used to use to carry various parts of the Mishkan, the structural items of the Mishkan. And what they do is they would pull up two of them right to the Mishkan. We'll call it A and B, and A and B were parked next to each other. And then they would bring another two, C and D. C was right in back of A, and D was right in back of B. And what they would do is they would take the parts and they would load onto A, and they would pass it from A to C. And they would load others onto B, cart number B, and they would move that to D right in back of it. But they would never go across the street from A to B or from C to D. So it was only on the same side of the street from A to C or B to D. So accordingly, we are mimicking that. If you travel across, if you throw something or across the street from balcony to balcony, that is not like the carrying was done in the Mishkan. First, they didn't used to throw things in the Mishkan, and also they didn't go across the street. They only did it passing on the same side of the street. So again, Shekach Haisav Odas Levim. So when we're talking about on balconies, if you pass from one balcony to the other on the same side of the street, if you pass it, it's Chayev, it's Zorek. If you throw it, it's Potter. Why Shekach Haisav Odas Levim? This is trying to mimic the avoda of the carrying that the Levim did at the time of building the Mishkan. Shtei Agalos Zohar Zobir Shus Rabim. They had two Agalos, two different wagons, one in back of the other, and they had A and C and B and D. So it says as follows: Moshita Nakrashim Mizolazo. They used to pass the crushim, which are the beams of the Mishkan, from A to C, which is on the same side of the street, and B to D, but they didn't used to throw it. So the only chiyuv is going to be when we are on the same side of the street and passing the item back and forth, but it's not going to be any throwing even on the same side of the street, and it's also not going to even be passing on opposite sides of the street. Now we're going to talk about a different issue. Chulias habor, if we have a bore, a pit that has been dug out. So we've dug some of the sand out, for example, some of the dirt out, and we piled it around the perimeter of the bore of the pit, to the effect that it's at least 10 tfachim from the bottom of the pit that's been dug out to the top of the sand or the dirt that's the rim around it. So that makes it a reshus hayachid if it's 10 tfachim deep and it's 4 tfachim wide. Ba'asela, and talking about similar, if we have a large boulder or stone that's in a reshus sarabim, shen gvoim asara v'rachman arba, and each of them have the dimensions of a reshus hayachid, so they eat 10 tfachim high by 4 tfachim wide. Hanotel mehen v'hanosen al gabav chayav pachos mikan patur. So anyone who indeed would lift an item from the reshus rabim and put it on top of that boulder, on top of the perimeter of the dirt around that well, if you put an item there, you take an item off, that's moving from reshus hayachid to reshus rabim. For example, that boulder is reshus hayachid. If you move an item from there into the reshus rabim or vice versa, that's an iser. Pachos mikan, however, it's less than 10 tfachim high or less than 4 tfachim wide, then it's going to be potter. It'll be an iser derabanan, but not a deoraisa, because it's not a reshus hayachid anymore. Mishnah Gimel, we're talking about throwing in a reshus harabim. Hazorek arba amos bakoso. If somebody throws something that is, he throws it 4 amos against the wall, and it sticks on the wall, lemala masim tfachim, but it traveled 10 tfachim above the ground, so it's not considered to be in the reshus harabim because it was higher up than 10 tfachim. Kizorik ba'avir, it's like he's throwing in the air. In other words, because it's stuck on the wall and never went below 10 tfachim, he's potter. There's no iser derais. However, lamata masar tfachim, if he throws it underneath 10 tfachim, then kizorik ba'arts, it's like he threw it on the ground, it landed, and accordingly, that's an iser midoraisa. Hazorek baretz arba amos chayiv. If somebody would throw something on the ground, so it goes 4 amos, it's less than 10 tfachim from the ground, it's below, then there's an iser doraisa. Zarak letoch arba amos. If somebody intended and it happened that he threw within 4 amos, so there's no iser doraisa if you throw within 4 amos, it's less than 4 amos, and that was what he intended. But what happened was, v'nis galgal chutz arba amos, and it rolled out of 4 amos. So in effect, it went more than 4 amos now, because it rolled out. Potter, there's no iser derais, because we look at his intention, and his intention was that it would go less than 4 amos. Accordingly, there's no iser derais, even if it rolled out unintentionally by him. However, on the other hand, chutz arba amos, if he threw it more than 4 amos, that was his intent. He wanted it to go 4 amos. 4 amos is the minimum. Once you hit 4 amos, it goes more than 4 amos. That's an iser doraisa. But what happened is, v'nit gagal letoch 4 amos, but it rolled back in to the 4 amos. But he had intended to be more than 4 amos. That's a chiyuv, the chayuv. It's an iser doraisa because it fulfilled his intention. More than 4 amos is an iser doraisa. Mishnah Dalin and Hay are going to talk about throwing items or moving items, passing items in bodies of water. So hazorek bayam, if somebody throws an item in the ocean, arba amos, and it goes 4 amos, and it's going to be putter. The yam is not a reshus harabim, it's a karmelis. A karmelis is not a reshus harabim, and accordingly, even if you throw it for 4 amos, more than 4 amos, that's going to be an iser derabon, and not an iser deraisa. Im haya rekak maim, u reshus harabim mahaleches. Well, the situation is we have a reshus harabim, a public thoroughfare, and it has a shallow puddle. It has water in it, muddy water in it, and there it is, but it's that puddle is in reshus harabim, hazorek letocha. If you throw 4 amos over that puddle, arba amos, 4 amos, it goes 4 amos chayiv. It's an iser doraisa. Why? Because despite the fact that it is a puddle there, which, and we said that like the yam, the ocean is a karmis, it's not a reshus rabim, but because this is a shallow puddle, it is still considered, because it's in the reshus rabim, it's considered a reshus rabim. V'kamahu rekakamayim. What is the definition of this shallow puddle? Pachos me'asara tfachim. If it's less than 10 tfachim in height, then that is going to be considered batel effectively to the reshus harabim. It's a reshus harabim because it's not 10 tfachim high, and accordingly, it is a considered reshus harabim. Before throw 4 amos in it, that's going to be a chiyuv deoraisa rekakmaim. We're basically going to repeat what we just said, but we're going to add a point here. It says rekakmaim reshus harabim alechesbo. Again, we have the reshus harabim when we have that shallow water in it. Hazorek besoch or Arba Amos Chayv, if somebody throws four Amos in it, it's going to be a Chiyuv, Isser Doraisa. What this is adding on is, even if that puddle is more than four Amos across, so we would think to say that this is no longer part of a Rishus Rabim, it's a Rishus before it's by itself, nonetheless, because it is still shallow, if it's less than 10 Tfachim deep, accordingly, even though it's more than four Amos wide, it is still going to be considered a Rishus Rabim, even if people avoid it, even if some people avoid going into it, still if somebody throws four Amos over that puddle, that's going to be an Isser Doraisa. Mishnah, hey, Azorek, min hayam liyabasha. If somebody throws from the yam, which he said is a Carmelis, liyabasha, to the dry ground, that's a Rishus Rabim. Min hayabasha liyam, the vice versa. Min hayam lisfina, if somebody throws from the yam, which is a Carmelis, to the sfina, sfina is Rishus Hayachid. Umin sfina liyam, the opposite. Umin sfina lachaverto. If you throw from boat to boat, ship to ship, each of them is an Isser Derais, is a Rishus Hayachid, and you're throwing it over a Carmelis, all of these are going to be potter. They're not going to be Isser Derais, so it's going to be an Isser Derabanan, because you're not going in any of these instances from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Harabim, or the reverse, or Arba Amos within a Rishus Harabim. Svinas Ksuras Zobazo. If you have two boats, each one is a Rishus Hayachid, and they're tied together, Nitaltalin Mizo Lezo. You indeed can carry from one to the other as long as they are tied together, and you have an Erev Chatzerus that you've done between them. However, Imeinan Kshuras, if they're not tied together, Afal Pishim Ukafos, even though they're close together, Ein Metaltalim Mizo Mizo, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, even if you have an Erev Chatzerus, because they're not attached to one another, they may drift apart, and that will invalidate the Erev Chatzerus. Continuing Mishnah Vav, Hazorik, again, we're talking about somebody who throws an item, V'nizkar La'achar Shiyasam Yado, and then he remembered, before it lands, that it is Shabbos, he forgot it was Shabbos, he forgot he was in a Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, what we're talking here is he started out B'Shogeg and then ended B'Mezid, the Malacha. There's a concept that when somebody does a Malacha B'Shogeg, that he then has to bring a Korban Chatas, that means that the entire Malacha from the beginning to the end has to be not intentional, B'Shogeg. But if part of it is B'Mezid, intentional, and part is B'Shogeg, then he's not chayav to bring a Korban Chatas. Korban Chatas, to get a sin offering, to get rid of that sin by bringing the Korban Chatas, it has to be a total Shogeg. So Hazorek, B'Nizkar La'achar Shiyasa Miyado, he threw it, he did the Hanacha B'Shogeg, but before he did the Akira B'Shogeg, but before the Hanacha, remembered, so that when it landed, it was B'Mezid, or there was no Hanacha by him, Klata Acher, if he threw it B'Shogeg, but somebody else caught it before that item landed, Klata Kelev, and a dog went and grabbed that Frisbee, or Shenisrafa, or it got burnt before it landed. In all these situations, it's Potter, because the first instance that we talked about, because it ended B'Mezid, because he remembered it was Shabbos, for example, or because there was no Hanacha in the last three instances, without a Hanacha, this is all going to be Potter. Zarek, Lasas, Chabru, a same instance that we talked about, that's an application of a different malacha. The first, the Reisha was talking about throwing the Isser Hotzah. Now we're talking about chabura, causing somebody a wound. If somebody zarak lasat chabura beim ba'adam beim behema, if somebody threw an item and he was intending to cause a wound to somebody of a person or a behema, but it was b'shogeg v'nizkar ad shelo nasa chabura, and he remembered that was Shabbos, meaning he threw it and he was b'shogeg because he didn't know it was Shabbos, and then he remembered it was Shabbos, so before it actually hit the person, now it became amazed. It's going to be potter from bringing up korban chatas because it's not a shogeg at the beginning, at the end it was started out a shogeg and then it became amazed. Zera klal, this is the principle, kol chayave chataos ena chayavin ad shetet chilatan v'sofan shkaga. A chiyuv chatas, to bring a korban chatas on a shogeg, means that the shogeg had to be a shogeg at the beginning when doing the malacha, and a shogeg at the end. It has to be a shogeg throughout. Tchilasan shkaga v'sof svan zadon. If it started out to be a shogeg, but then it became a zadon because he remembered at Shabbos, for example, tchilasan zadon v'sof shkaga, or it started out at the beginning, it was amazing, and then he forgot it was Shabbos, so it became a shogeg in the second part of it. That's all going to be pturim. Pturim means you don't have the ability to bring the korban chatas. You want to be able to bring the korban chatas to get rid of that sin, until from the beginning to the end is a shkaga, that's when you have the opportunity to bring the korban chatas to get rid of that shogeg, to get rid of that non-intentional sin.